With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, congratulations to Musical Fair and the furthering of the theater reputation of Buffalo.
Indeed, that Randy Kramer has been talking about this for a while, the large expansion of their lobby and the addition of a cabaret space there. And the artist renderings look absolutely lovely.
Success for one theater, to me, seems to suggest success for the entire theater community.
I would agree. And at the same time, they announced their season for next season, which sounds like a great deal of fun. Everything from La Cage aux Folles to The Who's Tommy.
Stephen Sondheim also.
Side by side by Sondheim. Masterclass, the Terrence McNally play. It's about Maria Callas, which should be a great deal of fun. I love the show. And Adrift in Macau, which is an adorable spoof of film noir by Christopher Durang. Big doings up at Musical Fair in Snyder.
Moving along, Fela. It's a touring production of the Broadway musical about Afrobeat legend Fela Kuti.
Do you know Fela? I saw it on Broadway and didn't really know what I was walking into, was peripherally aware of Afrobeat. I adored this show.
It's so infectious. How can you not like that style of music?
Fabulous music, an incredible story, such a charismatic personality, Fela. And it's at Shays tonight and tomorrow, two performances only. I recommend it to everyone.
Isn't it interesting how African music is able to retain its native origins, sound like popular music, and carry a political message?
And a very irreverent and playful political message, but one, apparently, that the authorities in Nigeria found profoundly threatening, which is a part of the plot of the evening. The pretense that it is that it's a performance at his compound called The Shrine, and there are always the authorities wanting to break down the doors of this place. An incredible performance at the center of this show, Fela, which is at Shays tonight and tomorrow.
Buffalo Quickies, talking about institutions, tradition, and time.
Adorable short pieces, not even one-act plays, sketches, done at Alleyway Theater. Joyce Stilson directing again with a charmingly talented cast. How many seasons is this? I don't even know.
23, 24, somewhere there.
And each year, something bright, something enjoyable, and always a heavy emphasis on comedy.
It's always a good sign when you can see so many new scripts being given a chance to be heard.
Yes, new voices, and sometimes these writers will end up on the main stage with a full-length play.
For those of you who like musicals done by local performers, Swonderful. It's a musical conceived and written by Ray Roderick.
Which is Gershwin music. Again, this is up at Musical Fair, co-directed by Michael Wallin and Doug Wyand, who know their way around a musical, with terrific performers, Charmaine Shee and Nicole Morali-Sumato, John Fredo, Kelly Jekyll, Mark Sacco. What's Not to Love? It's wonderful. The new Gershwin musical.
Ongoing, there's still a couple of plays if you haven't had a chance to see them. Bean is one of them.
I finally got there. I finally got down to see Bean, which is all about the personality of the Irish playwright Brendan Behan. This is a marvelous production. I must say, I admired the three performers, but especially was impressed by Peter Sheridan's direction. Boy, does he know how to use a theater in the round. Dynamic, immediate, exciting.
Brendan Behan, a scamp, a scoundrel, a drunk, a fascinating man.
Really quite a rascal, and he derives a great deal of comedy in the play from Brendan Behan's drinking. And Behan himself plays on this, uses his drunkenness as an excuse to tell jokes. But at a certain point you realize, hold on, this is going to kill him.
And we know that he dies from the affliction.
Absolutely, that is what happens, being Behan.
And finally, Limitation of Life, that comedy by Ricky Graham. It's presented by the Buffalo United Artists.
Why would anyone mention the playwright? The name everyone discusses, Jimmy Janowski, as Lana Turner. And it was supposed to end this weekend, but they've been turning people away, so they've extended through the 13th.
And extended it.
And I must say, wonderful performance by Luther Nelson as Annie, the long-suffering, sainted mother and maid. The more real he becomes, the more achingly funny the performance is. That's Limitation of Life at BUA.
You get the final word. With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.